Form 2 Tango Mobile.
4 HKX Mobile.
KO4 UNI, listening on 51.
4 ULP monitoring. Oscar 4. Unit 4, Mila Papa. Anybody on?
KO4 UNI, still on. What was your call sign again? Sorry.
ULP, Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Mama Papa.
First contact.
Did you get your license or something?
Yes, just got my general yesterday and I got my technician on Sunday.
I'm a new operator also. I've had my call sign. Tomorrow will be a week. So I haven't had it for very long and I really like the hobby.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure out what I'm going to do with it so far, but good to finally have a contact here.
Here you can normally get the most contacts on.
I was talking to somebody that was selling an HF transceiver, and they recommended this one, so I figured I'd give it a shot.
Really, a pretty busy repeater. There isn't... there's other repeaters around, but, you know, like, I haven't really gotten anybody on them. This is, like, the only one that I've gotten contacts on. I have about, 24 contacts. So can I have your call sign again so I can log that in my logbook and you can be my 25th contact?
Yeah, sure. It's Kilo Oscar 4. Uniform, November, India.
04VNI, correct?
Uniform, NI.
04UNI, correct?
Correct.
And the photonic alphabet?
Is Bravo, Romeo, India, Alpha, November. Brian.
A little bit quick. I got BRI. What's the ending?
Alpha November AN.
BRIAN, correct? Demonstrating the radio to a few other friends that I have over here. So, you know.
I'm going to go ahead and sign off here. KO4 UNI.
Chatting with you, 73, KO4 ULP, clear.
KO4 ULP, KU5WLL.
ULP.
Good afternoon, sir. This is Leroy, Lima Echo Romeo Oscar Yankee. Leroy, my call sign again is Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima. I understand you're a new ham. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well on this rainy day. I heard you on air yesterday afternoon and didn't get a chance to step in and talk to you, but glad to make your acquaintance. I understand your name's Alexander. That's my last name.
You are correct, and I didn't quite catch your call sign name. I prefer if you do your name and call sign the photonic alphabet slowly so I can get that down in my logbook. I sure appreciate it.
Call sign is Kilo Alpha 5 Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL. And the name again is Leroy, Lima Echo Romeo Oscar Yankee. Lima Echo Romeo Oscar Yankee.
Call sign I got KASWLL, and for the name, Leroy, correct?
That's correct on the name. The call sign is Kilo Alpha Number 5. Whiskey Lima Lima.
85WLL.
That's a roger, roger, sir.
Just trying to, you know, get a logbook here, get to know the people on the repeater more. So I said it, I've only had my call sign for not even a week yet, but I really enjoyed the hobby.
A hobby for quite some time now, and it is a great hobby to be in. I don't get on 2 meters often, but I try to stay HF quite a bit. But glad to make your acquaintance. And if you ever get the opportunity to, I'm a member of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. We typically meet on the first Monday of the month at the Red Cross in Greenville.
I'd like to join a club. There's multiple clubs around. I don't know. I've been asked to join like the Greer Club, and I don't know if I'll end up joining a club or not.
Well, I'll let you go, and I wish you a good, great rest of the day. You take care. KE5WLL, and again, welcome to the hobby.
2KO4ULP, 73s, and I am clear.
WLL, K4OIM.
K4OIM, go ahead, sir. KE5WLL.
Good afternoon, Leroy. I believe this is the first time I've had the opportunity to talk to you on 2 meters. Name's Walt here. I'm up here at Lake Bowen in Inman. And I am the NCS on Tuesday night here on this repeater. And I just wanted to let you know, I really appreciate you taking advantage of the pre-check-in list there, Leroy. It really helps us keep the numbers up.
Bet it, sir. I don't think we've actually ever spoke before, but if I understand right, you repair tube radios, correct?
I am in the process of it. I've got four taken apart now that I'm waiting on a recap kit for each one of them. I usually get them out of hayseed, and usually I get the kit within 10 days to 2 weeks. And I've been waiting on kits now for 4 months. I've got one kit last week for an old Holocrafter SX-99 that I've been waiting 6 months on. And I've got three more here tore apart. I got an old Heath's kit, SB301, waiting on a cap kit for it. I got a Lafayette GA600 waiting on a kit for it. And then a Holocrafter 40SB waiting on a kit for it. And I've got three or more sitting on the shelf that I'm not pulling out of the cabinet. I'll get some of these fixed and sitting here to look at in the dark. But it's getting tough getting parts for anything now, Leroy.
Then that, I have a Holocrafter's S40 that I'd like to get probably recapped and at least get the tubes checked on. It'll light up, but there's a solid hum. There may be an AC issue with the two. There's a solid hum when you turn it on. So it worked at one point. It was a great receiver at one point. But right now it's sitting here as a bolt anchor. But like I said, I'd like to get something done with it one day. Maybe even have to convert it over to solid state or something to that effect just to get it operational again. But we'll see one day.
S40B.
Holocrafter's S40.
S40B that K1CJW Roland over there in Pickens, he bought this thing brand new. Back in, I believe he said, 49. And he was in the Navy. It is a one owner. And he just gave it to me. But, man, not pull the front face off of it yet. I've got to put the new dial string on the main tuning capacitor. Got it out of the cabinet, waiting on the recap kit. Well, I slid it back in there. I ain't got it bolted down. But those are nice old radios. I've got an old Holocrafter. I believe it's a SX 101. That sucker weighs, I believe it's 78 pounds. got 18 tubes in that thing. I've got it, it's up and running. And it's got a bad front plate on it. It's got some rust on it and all, and I keep watching on QRZ and QTH websites to see if I can run across a good news one at a decent price. I don't know. My daughter keeps saying, well, Daddy, when you going to sell some of them radios? They're too pretty. I just hate to sell one of them, Leroy.
Yeah, this one was an S40. They did make an S40B, and I don't remember what the actual differences were between the two. It may have had, I think the S40 had one more tube than the S40B did. I'm not really sure. But this one was given to me by a ham out of, it was in Texas when it was an operational, but he moved to Oklahoma when I became licensed. And when I first got licensed, he gave it to me as a receiver. But it's been a great radio, and I've had it since 87, 86, I guess it is now, and it's been worked on one time prior. It had an issue with the tuning issue, but it's a great AM receiver.
Try to stay away from eBay as much as possible, but I don't know how many of these old heat kits. 301s, SP301 receivers I built. And I run across this one on eBay. I think the highest bid on it was $50. I bid 61 and won the thing. And it got here, and this thing is as clean as it can be on the inside. But, got issues with the capacitors in the IO section. That's what I'm waiting on a kit for. But now I'm looking for an SP401 heat kit transceiver. That was my station when I was first licensed in 78. That was my novice station. But I had to run it crystal control back then. But I've got the receiver now, and I'm looking for a transmitter. I saw one at the Bars Hamfest 3 years ago down there at Spartanburg. The guy wanted $50 for it, and I should have bought it. And I walked away from the table. I got down at the end of the roll, and I said, I'm going to go back and get it. I went back up there, and the thing was gone.
If it working, $50 was a great deal for it, and I'm surprised that it lasted probably as long as it had before you saw it. But the heat kits and the helicopters all came out with good products. And even, I was looking at an S40 on my, you're talking about eBay, I was looking at an S40 the other day on eBay. There was a guy who had one and claimed it was fully operational. He's won about $100 for it. And I think when the S40s first came out, back in the day in the mid-40s or so, they were only running about $60 at that point, so $100 today wouldn't have been a bad price for it, but then you got to worry about shipping, handling, and what its condition is going to be like by the time UPS gets a hold of it.
My daughter bought this place up here on Lake Bowen about 8 months ago now, and I've got a 30-foot camper. I got my shack in down here below the house. I had a stroke 3 years ago monitoring the hurricane net when Hurricane Irma came through, and my back door flew open, and I went back there to close the door, and when I reached for the door, I had a stroke, fell out on my head, broke my neck, and I was in the hospital for altogether about 6 months, in ICU for 3 months, paralyzed from my neck down. And I come down here in the morning when she leaves. When I get up, I come down here, put on potty coffee, and turn the radios on, and do some HF, and keep the 2 meter on continuously. Well, all of it's on till I leave here at night to go up to go to bed. But on Tuesday night after I close the net down, let this repeater drop. In my net report in, I have a round table for these new hams, because I've been knowing they were new hams out there, but they were scared to get on the radio and pick that mic up. And I called W4DJW and told Dave, I said, Dave, before I do this on the Broadus repeater, would it be all right if after I close the net, if I could have a round table for these new hams to ask questions? And they said, well, that's what the rag chews for. I said, yeah, but I know they're not taking advantage of it. So I've been doing that now, I don't know, about 4 or 5 months. And you would be surprised at the response I've got back from it from new hams. There's always somebody there that can answer your question, whether it's about radio or computers, antennas, grounding, or whatever. And it's just a great way to give back to this hobby. Like I say, I've been in it now 43, almost 44 years now, and really enjoying it. So, Leroy, KA5WLL is K4OIM. I'm on the release the repeater and let somebody else talk now. I've talked enough. It was nice hearing your voice and putting a voice to that call sign on the pre-check-in list. So I'll say 7-3, Leroy, and enjoy the rest of this rainy day. I'll be here for you finally. 7-3, Leroy.
I appreciate it, and that sounds like a great service for young hams that you provide there on the Tuesday nights. And I'm about to start checking in more often on the net. I usually get up around 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning, so to get my day started. A lot of times, so working with the school system, so I'd usually go to bed about 9 o'clock. But I may have to make it more of an effort to stay up a little bit later and check in on the actual nets. Walt, you take care. Nice chatting with you, and we'll catch you later on down the log. 73KE5WLL, clear.
Leroy, KO4CKK.
Last station, KE5WLL.
5WLF, KO4CKK. This is Mark.
Mark, KE5WLL, how you doing?
Man, I'm good. I just heard you on here. Thought I'd give you a yell. It's been a bit since I talked to you.
You too. How's things going today?
Well, you know where I work and what I do, so I really can't say much more.
I understand. But, yeah, I'm off. I took the day off from school and getting some stuff done. Actually, I had yesterday and today off, but getting some stuff done around the house. And I was trying to get some stuff finished up outside before the rain came in this afternoon, but that's not going to happen, apparently.
Completely understand that. I'd like to be doing things outside as well, but I did have something I could do inside, so I'm in here doing it. Again, just happened to hear you. I knew the voice. Thought I'd say hello to you. I hope you're doing well.
Roger that, sir. All's well here. We'll talk to you later. I'll let you go. K5WLL.
Before CKK, I'll be clear.